Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. The first Monday of the month, we always talk with the executive director of the Jamestown Arts Center, Larry Kopp, and Larry once again joins us. Larry, welcome back.
A pleasure as always. It's great to be here.
Love having you on, Larry. Always a great chat. We talk about the Art Center, the different happenings, what's going on, and very, very, very excited because we're that much closer to the Downtown Arts Market, the official name of that every Thursday event that starts in June, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm really excited. I can tell you, it's amazing. So I've been in the nonprofit world for a long time, but I've never seen so much excitement over a program that we're starting as this one. It's amazing. Yeah, every place I go to Walmart, Larry, we're so excited about this series. I think it's awesome. But it shows to me that we're doing something that the community really wanted and needed. So I think that's great. Because that's what you try to do. You know, we're trying to do things to make the people's lives better.
Exactly. That was the whole goal of the Arts Park and the whole goal of having the Downtown Arts Market. Yeah, I've had people stop me too. And they're like, tell me more about this Thursday. I hear you talking about it. Sometimes like, all right, well, this is what's going on. And every Thursday, there's going to be music. There's going to be food, there's going to be vendors, and just something for everybody to do, really get people out and involved, right?
That was kind of the intent, was to try to do something for everyone.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, the focus is obviously the stage. Mm-hmm. So what I try to do is I try to find the finest regional artists.
Yeah.
You know, like people who at the top of their game, and not people who are just do covers, people who do their own original work. So I try to find the best people possible to put on the stage. And we've got two different things. We've got the for children, we have from 5:30 to 6:30 every Thursday. They're going to have a program for children.
Okay.
Be able to do different things. For example, one of the is going to be maybe able to make tie dye T-shirts.
Ooh, that's fun.
And slime. They're going to make slime. Slime is like big with kids. We're going to have
huge.
Slime is huge. So we're going to have programs for the kids. And I always say it's first come first serve because it's no cost. Everything is free.
Yeah.
But we want to accompany as many people as possible, but we don't have unlimited funds. So it's first come, first serve. So if you want your kids to take part, you know, definitely get them there.
Be first in line.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because, yeah, I mean, materials, they're going to cost money, but you want to provide that experience, right?
Exactly.
So.
And then we have at 7 to 8, we have adult arts. And that's going to be, it's going to be taught by the same teacher. We've got teachers lined up every summer. We've got artists who are going to be doing classes. And then the adult arts is going to have a project for the adults as well. So we got something for the kids and then for something for the adults as well to go along with what's going on the stage.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. And the great thing, too, is just recently, the whole list that you guys have been working on has been compiled, and that's available on the website, right?
It is, yes. It's going to be online. It's going to be on our website, so you can go in there and look and see everything that's been going on the entire summer.
And just looking over this briefly, because we could talk about each individual one, I'm sure, for hours.
Yeah.
But I see, like, Jesse Veter coming. There's an open mic night. The Blue Whalers.
Yes.
That sounds like fun. I mean, Boulder Shades of Blue. Our European roots, there's just so many, just a mix of things every Thursday. It's always different.
It's like what I try to do is not only to try to find the finest artists, but I also try to get a nice mix. So we've got blues, we've got folk, we've got country, we've got jazz, we've got classical. So we kind of got a little bit of everything.
Oh, I love it. So this kicks off June 7th.
June 7th.
The first Thursday June of the 7th. Month. So check it out. It's all going to be happening at the Arts Center.
Yes.
We'll get contact information too, Larry, if people have questions, what to do, how to sign up or anything like that. But a couple other things.
Yes.
In conjunction with this, you also were approached by a recent quilting group, is that the right thing
that's
to call
right.
it? Yeah.
So St. John Lutheran Church, I gave a presentation at Rotary Club a couple weeks ago about the series, and their pastor, Eric Weber, you know, contacted us, said, hey, Larry, we'd like to talk about this. So I said, great. So the quilting group at St. John's, they're going to be setting up every Thursday in the park and quilting, and it's open to anyone. It's kind of like an open quilting group.
Awesome.
So if you have experience, that's awesome. If you don't have any experience, this is the perfect place to learn how to quilt.
Yeah, yeah.
Be outside, you know, there'll be entertainment, lots of nice people. So it's a perfect opportunity. So what they're going to do is every month, June, July, and August, they're going to make a quilt. And then those quilts are going to be raffled off, and then money's going to go to I'm not sure. We haven't quite figured that
That'll
out.
That'll be decided,
yeah,
I'm sure.
But it's going to go to good causes.
That's
so
awesome.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, as we were talking before we went on the air, this to me is it's perfect because this is what we were trying to do with this series. We were trying to do something that will build community, you know, bring the people together, you know, as a group, as a community. And that's exactly what we're doing.
100%. Executive Director Larry Kopp of the Jamestown Arts Center joining us on Let's Talk About It, focusing on the downtown arts market right now. So there'll be a chance then for the quilters. That's mm-hmm. just a whole nother aspect
yes.
of it. But also, from the music standpoint, you were approached with a upright piano.
Yeah, this is kind of cool, too. This is
yeah.
totally out of the blue. wonderful lady, you know, came in. I never met her. We had a nice chat. And the focus of conversation was she had this upright piano. It had been handed down from her grandmother. Grandmother gave it to her mother. Mother gave it to her. So it's about maybe a little under 100 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Piano. And, you know, it's like a lot of people, you have things and they're downsized and you don't want to do with certain things. So this piano, so she had it appraised and the soundboard is cracked in it, which
okay.
basically means it still plays, but the problem is to fix it would cost more than the piano's worth.
Yeah.
So, you know, she said, are you interested in this? Well, then we started talking and a lot of communities, they have what's called pianos in the park. What they'll do is they'll get these older pianos, they'll have an artist paint them up, and they'll be available for people to use. Whoever wants to come by doesn't sit down and start playing the piano. So we said, this is perfect. So
oh,
in Jamestown, we will have our own piano in the Hanson Arts Park, which is very
it.
Exciting.
Yeah, and we were talking off air again, Larry. We've seen like viral videos, people playing in the park and be like, wow, listen to this. Three people standing at a piano playing something together. And just some, it just again builds on that community aspect of the park.
That's exactly right. And what I'm hoping to do is I'm going to talk to Mark Reeves from Two Rivers Performing Arts School and see if he can get one of his instructors to come out maybe one day a week and give free lessons to anybody who wants to like
that would
down
be fantastic.
Play, which would be kind of fun. I think
yeah.
it'd be kind of neat.
Oh, that's
yeah.
amazing. So there's just a whole lot of different things. It just gets more and more exciting as we approach June 7th for the downtown arts market. So make sure you check that out every Thursday, June, July, and August. Mm-hmm. Very excited for that. Larry, we also wanted to mention a couple other things happening
yes.
with the Arts Center.
Yes.
You guys teamed up with the James River Valley Library System
yes.
for a Raggedy Ann and Andy collectible sale. This is crazy, but it's so cool.
It is cool. Yeah. So Bill Kennedy, development director over there, you know, he contacted me. They had this donation of this huge collection of Raggedy Ann and Andy, which were donated to them. So, you know, I did some research online. I mean, it's amazing what some of that stuff is worth. I mean, it's collectible.
It is, exactly. Yeah.
It's collectible. So, you know, what do we do with it? So Bill said, Larry, you know, would you mind, you know, letting us use the Art Center? We said, oh, yeah, sure. So anyhow, long story short, we got together and we're teaming up. We're going to split the proceeds. So it's an incredible collection of Raggedy Ann and Andy. Matter of fact, I've got a Raggedy Ann sitting in my office.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which the girls from Arts After School love to play with, you know. But,
oh, that's
but,
awesome.
But so it's going to benefit both organizations, benefit
sure.
the library. Benefit the arts, art center, and it's a really unique opportunity. You know, we looked online, we saw what the prices are asking. So, you know, we're
you know what they're worth.
Yeah, we're not asking those
prices.
But
you're not asking for
we're
those
not asking
prices.
The price. No, I mean, quite frankly, you'll get a good deal
for sure,
and you'll be able to help out both the art center and
yeah.
the library, which is great.
And just brief background: I know the library looking to raise money for their renovations.
Yes.
Friends
yes.
of the JRVLS is doing this, selling these Raggedy Andy collectibles and Andy collectibles that will then go to the library and help out the art center as well.
Correct.
So make sure you check that out. I think that's this.
It's this Friday.
We
have a reception 7 to 9 on Friday, so you can have a glass of wine, a beer, and kind of, or a soda, as the case may be. a little something to eat and check out the Raggedy Andy. Then all day on Saturday from 9 to 4.
Fantastic. Awesome. So make sure you have plans to check that out as well. One more thing, Larry.
Yes.
Live music, because the Arts
live
Center
music.
Also good for that too, right?
Yes. You know, it's interesting to talk about live music. You know, there's the downtown, the Main Street group that's getting together talking about building the town. So they had a meeting up at the University of Jamestown. Tina Lawrence got together, a group, she did a great job. I had another meeting, unfortunately, I missed it. But, you know, one of the things the young people said was they didn't feel there was enough live music and live entertainment. Well, here's your opportunity,
here
Jamestown.
It is.
Here it is. Here's your opportunity. We have the Stevie K Band this Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Awesome. Okay. And Steve Kuykendall,
yes.
people in the community will know.
Yes.
He is an avid guitar player.
Yes.
Blues. He's got a big folk. He's got a big
yes.
mix of in the bag, I guess.
He is the Jimi Hendrix of Jamestown, as I like to say.
I love it. The Buffalo City Jimi Hendrix. I love it.
That's right.
So, he's going to be here this Thursday, the Stevie K Band. It's him and his wife and a friend of theirs.
Yes. Yes.
Performing this Thursday. That's at 7:30.
The Power Trio at 7. You got it.
Power Trio at
You've
7.
You've heard of Cream. This is kind of like Cream. You might say. We're dropping all references.
I love it. Hopefully yeah. Stevie brings his A game. So
you know, after this, Steve, you better bring your A game. That's for sure.
perfect. So that's going on this Thursday again, the Downtown Arts Market, every Thursday starting in June. Larry, if people have questions about the Arts Center, a question about the Downtown Arts Market, the live music, the exhibits, anything at the Arts Center, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, guys? You can either call us 251-2496 or go to our website, jamestownarts.com. Or you can just drop in and say hello and ask any questions. We're there from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 till 2 on Saturdays. Yep. Although this weekend we're going to be there 9 to 4. Don't miss the Raggedy Ann and Stadium.
There you go. Go and check it out. Larry, anything else you wanted to add?
No, thank you for having me, Warren. It's always a pleasure.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for joining us.